In Play Radio. From a 12-round war to knocking the Aussies for four. We've got it covered.
Let's have a look at New Zealand versus Sri Lanka at the Cricket World Cup. This is 10 p.m. Match. Looking forward to this one, actually, as the opener. New Zealand are 4-9 and Sri Lanka are priced up at 7-4 here. Christchurch is where this is being played, so obviously everything in the host's favour. And you would say, if it's not too simplistic, Anthony, against Sri Lanka, I mean, you know, if Sangakkara has been in good nick, seems daft saying this, but his consistency is questionable at times, isn't it? If he doesn't fire, it's unlikely Sri Lanka are going to fire, I guess is what I'm going to say. And I think New Zealand seem to have more players in good form, and they've got the home advantage as well.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. You know, they've got just played them recently in the Tests and in the One Dayers and beat them comfortably, so they've got that momentum going in. If this game were being played in Sri Lanka, I'd be saying Sri Lanka will win this, given the makeup of their team. But everything we've spoke about, home advantage. The only thing for New Zealand, and I think you touched on it earlier, is how they handle this as a team, because they're not used to playing in the big matches, and being at home. Now people are talking about them, how well they're playing is the expectation of the nation on them. They've got quite a young side, and it's if they can handle that. I think Brendan McCullum touched on it in his press conference about how they're going to handle this through the tournament. That's the only question for me with New Zealand. There could be a few nerves about, given it being the first game, but I still expect New Zealand to win this. And the market I like in this, and because he's a great leader, being in good form, I like Brendan McCullum to be top scorer and New Zealand to win. The headline offer, 5-1. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, it does look a good one, doesn't it? It's hard to go against McCullum, isn't it? You know, the form he's shown so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about Kane Williamson being leading run scorer for the tournament, but on any given day, McCullum, again, he can peel off 100, you know, in 50, 60 balls, and he likes the big occasion. I just think with it being the opening game, he'll want to lead from the front. I think New Zealand are probably a bit too short to back on their own at 4-9, but if you chuck Brendan McCullum in, and then you've got 5-1. I just think that's unbelievable.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.